Module 1. 1D. Listening skills. Exercise 1A. Page 10. You will hear two short segments from a radio program. The program is called Learning from the Experts. You will hear what two different radio guests have to say about two different topics. From the three answer choices given, you should choose the one that best answers the question according to the information you heard. Now you will hear the first segment.
Most of us love to travel to far-flung destinations to see the sights and sample their delights. But how many of us consider what might go wrong on our long-awaited getaway? Our reporter, Janet Morecambe, speaks to Kyle Adams about the importance of travel insurance.
It's truly shocking the number of people that get caught out while on holiday. ABTA, the Association of British Travel Agents, has revealed that as many as one in four people don't purchase insurance. And the number is almost one in three among people aged between 18 and 24. How would you account for these disturbing figures?
They are disturbing, and a recent survey revealed that the figure for uninsured people travelling to Europe is actually as high as 34%. Unfortunately, a number of people in the survey seem to misunderstand what they are entitled to while on holiday. A staggering number believed they didn't need insurance if they had the European Health Insurance Card, that it gave them the same level of protection as the NHS, and that their medical bills would be covered by the UK government. But that's not how it works. The EHIC is an important thing to have while travelling in the EU, as it affords you basic state medical care in European countries, but it is limited. Certain services that are free under the NHS are not in other countries.
Also, it doesn't cover private treatment, and it can sometimes be difficult to find state-run facilities if you're outside of a major city.
Yes, and the card also does not cover repatriation. So, in the worst-case scenario, you could find yourself liable for not only a hefty hospital bill, but also the cost of an air ambulance to get you home as well. And it's a cost that can easily be avoided by simply taking out insurance. Actually, a number of people in the survey cited the cost of insurance as one of the reasons for not getting it. But I think it's clear that weighed against the potential cost arising from not having it, it's a price worth paying.
And it's easy enough to shop around for the best price.
Absolutely. But just bear in mind that you must always check what is and isn't covered by your policy. That's why a lot of claims are rejected. It's no good going skiing in the French Alps if you're not covered for extreme sports. And on that note, it's also a good idea to check any excess you may be liable for were you to make a claim and decide if you deem it acceptable before you buy.